G'day, Rick Stan here. Welcome to episode 95 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is about the new selection pipeline. So I'm going to cover how it was when you used to apply for selection and how it has changed and what you currently have to do, and a little bit about the different roles that they have in SF as well, all right, apart from operator. But it used to be when you wanted to go for SF, you would basically apply for the SFET, and you would get your chain of command to recommend you, and then you would turn up to SFET, and if you pass that, you get a spot on selection, and then you turn up to selection for the unit that you want to go to, okay? So if it was two commando, one commando, you do selection for commandos, and SASR, you would do selection for SASR, okay? They were separate selection courses, all right? And then once you got through selection, you would do Rio for that unit, and then you would go to that unit, and you were a unit asset, okay? So you were specifically two commando, one commando asset, and then you were SASR asset as well. Now it's changed, all right? Now SOCOM like to say that you are a SOCOM asset, all right? So you're not specifically a unit asset, you are a SOCOM asset, and therefore you could change roles within SOCOM, all right? Practically, how that's going to work, I'm not sure, but that's what has been expressed to me, all right? So let's look at the pipeline now, the newer pipeline, okay? So if you want to go for SF, what you need to do is submit an expression of interest, all right? And all this is open source, okay? I'm not giving away any state secrets here. You can look on Duty First. They've got an article on the new pipeline and a nice schematic, so you can have a look at that. But basically, you submit an expression of interest, okay, with your chain of command, and you then submit the form with your BFA results, okay? So you're notifying SOCOM of your interest to serve in SOCOM, okay? So you submit your BFA results as well, because they don't want people turning up to the entry test and failing dramatically, okay? So if you can't do three chin-ups, or you can't do, you know, 20 cadence push-ups, they don't want you there. If you're doing 17, 18 minutes on 3.2, don't bother turning up. So the idea behind that, submitting your BFA results, is that it's going to get rid of the time wasters, all right? And if you're going for selection, I mean, fuck, you shouldn't be wasting anyone's time. Anyway, you should be fit enough. Why? Because you know what is expected. You know the pass rates for the entry test, okay? If you don't, I'm going to tell you them in a second. So anyway, once you submit your expression of interest, okay, and you're good to go there, then you attend what's called the Special Forces Assessment Program, or SFAP, okay? Now, that goes for a number of days, and within the SFAP, you're going to do a number of different testing elements, including the SFET. You're also going to get some different briefs, a little bit more clarity around the unit, or the units, specifically the one that you have interest in. I mean, you'll get information about all three units, rather. And so you've got a little bit more clarity about which one you actually want to go to, okay? So I think that's quite important. I think that's a really good idea that they've done. So now you're getting a clear understanding of the unit, the roles and responsibilities, the capabilities within that unit, and then you can, or all the units, rather, then you can decide which one you want to go to, okay? So that's a really good move by SOCOM. All right, so assuming you get through SFAP, and the entry tests and some other specific testing. I won't go into that now, but depending on what role you want to go to, there's other specific testing in or within SFAT. Once you pass it, then you submit your application form for special operations, okay? Once that's accepted, then you would turn up to the selection course. Now, a point to note with that, they're going to be running a number of SFAPs throughout the year, okay, leading into selection course. And a really significant point is that the earlier you get in, the better, right? And it's basically first in will get on selection. So if you get on SFAP at the beginning, one of the first SFAPs that is run, and you pass it, you're guaranteed to get on selection, okay? So if selection is then full, and I'm not saying that will happen, but if it happened to get full or become full, people who are completing SFAPs later in the year or earlier in the following year, they might not get on selection. Even if they pass the SFAP, they might not get on selection. And even if their scores are better than yours, they can't take your spot, right? So the earlier you get in, the better, because if you pass SFAP, you will get on selection. So that's a significant point and a significant change as well, right? So get in early for SFAP. Once you pass SFAP, then you're on selection, all right? It is the combined selection, so it doesn't matter which unit you want to go to, you're going to do the same selection course, the combined selection. Get through that, and then you're on 18 months of Rio in that specific unit that you're going to. Now, when you apply for selection, you can put in three preferences, and it is suggested that you put in three preferences of the units that you want to go to. If you only put in one preference, you will only be considered for that unit, not the other units. Doesn't matter how well you do on selection, or how you go on selection rather. So the point is, put down all three preferences in order of the unit you want to go to. And then if you get through selection, you receive an offer and you have to accept it, right? So if you, for example, got through selection, you didn't get your first preference, you didn't get your second preference, but you got your third preference. If you, for some reason, didn't want to go to that unit, you don't have to accept the offer. Okay? But the point is, put in all three, so then you can be considered for all three units. Now, that's operator, okay? So most people that are in my program and listen to this are probably going to go for and try to become an actual SF operator. If you want to become a medic or a SIG within SOCOM, it works a little bit different. You don't have to do selection. If you want to be a soft medic or a soft SIG, which is Special Operations Forces, medic or SIG, you don't need to do selection. If, however, you want to be an SF medic or SIG, you have to do selection, and that's the first 10 days of selection. And then on Rio, if you get through that, then on Rio, on your Rio, you do the Special Forces basic training, okay? And then you'll be Barrow qualified, and you'll be an SF medic or an SF SIG as opposed to a soft medic or a soft SIG. SF engineers, all right, SOA, you have to do the first 10 days of selection, and it's suited to technically minded individuals, and this is a change that's happened recently, is that any core service can go for SOA as well. It used to be that you had to be in engineers to go for SOA. That has changed. Anyone in the military from any corps, any service, or any branch can go for SOA, right? Can attempt SOA selection. So that is a change. And then outside of that, you have all your enablers, which are logistics, personnel, and the like. Okay? Now, SOCOM, or rather the ADF School of Special Operations, they really want to be open with people and they want to be contactable and they want to get the information out there, right? And if you have any questions, they encourage you to get in contact with them, assuming you are in the military. If you're in the military, you can go onto the SharePoint page, which is for ADF members, and they have the SFAP assessment guide on that page, and you can listen to the recordings from the information sessions that have previously been conducted, right? If you are not in the military and you want more information on SF, you should go to the ADF Careers website and go to the Events and Experiences tab, and there will be a list of all upcoming Special Forces information sessions, which you can attend in person or online. So if you're not in the military, I would encourage you to do that. Now let's look at the DRS pipeline, right? Because that's changed a little bit. It used to be the fact that you would only go in maybe two times a year to start Kapuka for DRS, and then they dropped it down to one time. But now, SOCOM is saying they want you, or they are happy for you to join the pipeline, get in the pipeline at any time, right? So DRS, apply any time of the year. They will take you. You can start Kapuka at any time of the year. You'll do Kapuka. You'll do infantry training. Then you'll go to the School of Special Operations in Sydney, and you'll do prep. You'll do training. You'll do your pre-selection course, and then you'll do SFAP as well, all right? So a question one of my guys had in my program was that if they finish Singo and they go to School of Special Operations and they're running an SFAP, do they have to attend it even though they haven't been or they haven't done a lot of training, lead-in training specifically for the SFAP? And what I've been told is that even if you haven't had a lot of training, a lot of lead-in to SFAP, because you've just come from Singo and you're in the DRS Pot 1, you will have a crack. You get to have a crack at the SFAP. And if you pass it, great. You don't have to do it again. But if you don't pass it, you'll do more training at Holsworthy, and then you can do another SFAP later. Hopefully pass that, and then you're on selection. Okay, so don't stress too much if you're at Singer and you're worried about not getting too much training before doing an SFAP. Once you get to Holsworthy, they know it, they understand that, and they're going to look after you because they want DRS guys to pass that and then get on selection, because that's the whole point of the SF DRS pipeline. And the other thing with the SF DRS is that when you apply for DRS, or it used to be that you were applying for the commando role. Now you're applying for an SF role, okay? You're applying for a role within SOCOM, meaning that once you go through DRS pipeline, you turn up to the common selection, technically, you could find yourself in the SAS, okay? Straight from that pipeline. Practically, I'm not sure if that is going to happen or didn't happen this year. Moving forward, technically, it's a possibility, okay? So just to clear that up, because I was getting a lot of questions about that. And then one final thing, anyone in the military, make sure you contact ADF School Special Operations, okay? And they have an email address on the SharePoint page. I'm not going to give that out now. Obviously, they don't want anyone outside the military emailing them, but they are there ready to answer questions, and they want people to reach out to them if they have any problems, if they've got any questions, if they need anything clarified, okay? So they are ready there. They're willing to help. And for those that don't know, okay, so the core functions of the units in SOCOM, strike and recovery is two commando, special recon is SASR, special warfare is one commander, okay? Just to clear that up. And I will just say this one final thing, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before. Even with all these changes that are going on, the changes in pipeline, the changes with the common selection, don't fall into that false sense that selection is going to, or the selection process is going to be easier. It's not, okay? I had a number of people turn up, many, many dudes turn up this year for selection. They had people pull out before selection even began. So I flew all the way over to Perth, pulled out. Many dudes pulled out on the first day. Regardless of the changes, it's not going to get easier. You know what you have to do. You know what the requirements are for SFET. For example, they want you to get at least 7 cadence chin-ups, at least 40 cadence push-ups, and you have to do the 3.2K webbing run in under 16 minutes, okay? So that's not 16:45. There's some furfies getting around that was 16:45. It's not 16 minutes. Ideally, you want to be close to 15, but either way, you pass, okay? And you get a crack at selection. And then you've got to do the 400-meter swim in 16 minutes, and you've got to tread water for 2 minutes as well. And then you've got to do the 90-minute pack march, and you want to at least get around 10Ks, probably more competitive if you're over 11, all right? So people know the scores, right? That if you're in the military, you're going DRS, you're going to know the scores that you need, okay? If you're in the military, do not turn up to SFAP way outside of those numbers. You obviously should already pass, all right? Don't think you're just going to crush it on the day, right? Because you're probably not, all right? So make sure that you've trained up for it, that you're good to go in all those testing components and not fucking waste anyone's time, all right? That's why they've changed the process. That's why you have to submit a special interest with your BFA results, right, to prove that you are fit enough, all right? So make sure you are good to go, because you don't want to waste everyone's time. You don't want to embarrass yourself. And if you need any help preparing for selection, make sure you reach out. Check out operatoredge.com/selection or email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com. And I'll see what I can do to help you out. That's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.